Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
Do you pronounce these brand names correctly? Join us in this fun episode where we will teach you how to pronounce some of the world's most famous brands in English. Aw, yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world. This is Cassie from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
mind-blowing
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're out shopping, surfing the web, or even
buying a new computer.
So today I'm joined in the global studio by the one and only Thiago. How's it going?
Hey, Kase. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. I think, it's been a great week so far.
You know, I said buying a new computer because, you know, you told me that you just got a new computer, right?
Yeah, I just got a new computer. And sadly, it's not a MacBook. And I feel I'm one of those people that I was so used to using a MacBook, and you know, obviously the compatibility between my phone and my computer, I love that. But this time around, I'm switching to Windows. So yeah, it's a different feeling. It takes some getting
right.
Used to.
Yeah, I can relate. By the way, in Portuguese we say MacBook. MacBook.
MacBook.
We wouldn't say a MacBook, but MacBook. Yeah, since we're talking about brands today, yeah, that's just a teaser of what the listeners can expect today, yeah?
Exactly. So I guess that is a great segue into the warm-up, which is we're going to be talking about what brands we usually use, right? So how about you, Thiago? Tell me about some of the brands you usually use.
Yeah, I can think more about electronics. So, for example, I have an iPhone. So, you know, Apple. Yeah, that is one brand that I use. Apple. But I also have a PlayStation, for example. And PlayStation is from Sony, right? So, Sony, Apple. I would also say Nikon. Yeah, the camera that I use. So, yeah, these are some brands that I use. And mostly electronics. How about you?
Well, I would say the same as you. I have an iPhone, I have a MacBook, but I also, in terms of clothing brands, I am not a luxury brand kind of gal. I'm more of a sport brand kind of person. So I have a lot of Nikes, I have Adidas, I have a lot of different sports brand items. Yeah.
If you're like most learners, then you probably get frustrated when you learn a new word, and then when it's time to speak, you've completely forgotten it. Now, I found that after I learn a new word, one of the best solutions to this is to use it as soon as possible. But what happens if you simply don't have somebody else to speak English with? Well, that's exactly why we created the Real Life app, which is the only place where anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection, you can simply press a button and instantly be connected to another English speaker in another part of the world to have a conversation and practice speaking together. So you will improve your listening skills, learn advanced words, and build confident, natural English. Also, you will have conversations every day with people from all around the world, discover other cultures, talk about your passions, and even be able to practice everything that you're learning with this lesson. So if you want to go from being a lost and insecure English learner to becoming a confident and natural English speaker, download the Real Life app for free right now by clicking the link on the description of this episode. Or you can search for Real Life English in the Apple app or Google Play Store.
So this is a great moment for us to jump into the main topic. So I'm going to mention some famous clothing brands. And it would be great, Thiago, if you could tell me how you would pronounce this as a Brazilian.
Yeah, sure. So just to give the listeners here some context, right? We decided to do this episode because it's a great way to illustrate how different the sounds in languages work, right? We selected here just a few famous brands to, you know, talk about here today. But you guys will see that between English and my native language, for example, Portuguese, they sound very different. Yeah. And I'm sure that in your native language, maybe it's going to sound different too. So this episode is a way to illustrate the richness, right, of language. Yeah. How each language has specific sounds and peculiarities, right?
Precisely. That's true. And I think if I have to say some of these names the way some other local South Africans say it, it would be very different to how I'm about to say it as well. So the first brand is Tommy Hilfiger.
Right. So in English, we say Tommy Hilfiger, right? Yeah, here in Brazil, I've heard people saying, first of all, we don't say Tommy, we say Tommy. Tommy, yeah? So Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy Hilfiger. You see, I think the stress is different, right? Because in English, it's Hilfiger, right? The stress syllable is the first one, Hilfiger, right? In Portuguese, we would stress, I think, the second syllable, Hilfiger. Hilfiger.
This is a three-syllable word. So this is reminding me of my Portuguese lesson now. So, Hilfiga. So the fi is the one that gets stressed in Portuguese, right? The second last syllable is the one that gets... But if it's a two-syllable, it would be the last one usually. Am I on the right track?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't remember my Portuguese theory lessons, but yeah, I think that's correct, yeah. But yeah, we say Hilfiger, but in English, it's Hilfiger, right?
Gotcha. Okay, that's really good to know. It's helpful for me. And the next brand is Lacoste.
Oh, yeah, that is very different. Here in Brazil, we say Lacoste, you know, Lacoste. So first of all, the A, right, we say a la, yeah? We don't say the schwa, la, we say la. Right? And the T is not this soft T like T, T. In Portuguese, it's a stronger T. It sounds more like a CH in English, you know, like a CH. So Lacoste Chi, Chi. And we also add this E sound at the end, right?
Is it the combination of the T and E that gives you the CH?
Yeah, I believe so. The T, first of all, is very strong like that. And we have a tendency in Portuguese to add this E sound, yeah? At the end of some words, yeah? Especially English words, yeah? So, Lacoste, we would say, Lacoste. So, let me try that. I say the English version and you say the Portuguese version, okay?
Sure.
So, the English version is Lacoste. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's perfect. Let me go. Lacoste.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. Lacoste. Okay. That's it.
Thanks.
Cool. Yeah, we are exchanging.
Language exchange.
Language exchange, yes. That's it. Cool.
All right. So the third one is Converse All Star.
Okay. I think here we would say converse. Again, the stress syllable is in a different place. Yeah. Converse or converse, yeah? So the stress syllable for us is on the ver syllable, not the con.
Second one, converse. Yeah, now I'm saying
yeah,
converse.
I guess it's a converse all star. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice.
And also in Portuguese, we don't pronounce the L like we do in English, like O. We usually pronounce the L as a U sound. The L for us sounds like a ooh many times. So I wouldn't say all, like all in English. I would say ow, ow, ow star, ow star.
Ow star. Oh, it's a ow star. Ow.
It's almost ow like a dog barking, ow, ow. Ow star. So converse ow star. Yeah, converse ow star, converse ow star. Yeah.
Okay, I see. So converse ow star.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep practicing. Nice.
I'll start.
Getting my Brazilian. I'll start.
And in English?
Converse All-Star.
Converse All-Star.
Great. Nice. So this next one is one I mentioned a little earlier. It's Nike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think here we say Nike. Nike.
Okay, now you're not adding the E at the end.
Yeah, I mean, go figure, right? I mean, we have to decide.
That's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah, now I'm not sure if it's Nike or Nike. Because here, to be honest with you, there are people who say Nike. And I think some of those people are in my family. But I've always just... I've been saying Nike forever, so it's
yeah,
Nike,
but if you watch movies, and, you know, I'm sure that in English we would say E, right? Nike. Nike. I've heard that a lot in movies, yeah? So Nike.
But I think this is one where we're on the fence. Maybe
yes,
both are. Okay.
By the way, what does it mean to be on the fence, Kasey?
So to be on the fence would be that you're not choosing a side. You're not saying which one. In this case, you're not choosing, saying that one is correct and the other one isn't. You're sort of like, okay, I'm not going to choose. I'm going to say that I'm going to stay neutral would be a good way to put it. You're neutral in the middle of the two options. Yeah. Okay. So next brand, the next brand is Ray-Ban.
Yeah. That one sounds very different in Portuguese. We say Ray-Ban.
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 It's very different, isn't it? If you come to Brazil and you ask people about Ray-Ban, maybe they're going to go like, excuse me, what are you talking about? Ray-Ban? Oh, Ray-Ban. Yeah, Ray-Ban. Yeah, the glasses.
You choose to do more of an H sound?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, the R in English for us is like an H. Yeah, our R at the beginning of the words in Portuguese sounds like an H in English. Yeah, that's why it's common sometimes for you to hear maybe some Brazilian English learners are saying remember, for example, remember, not remember. So Ray-Ban, yeah. And even the N is different, yeah? At the end of ban, we don't go ban like in English. Our N is a little bit different. It's un.
More nasal, right?
It's more nasal. In English, it's ban. Ban. In English, the N is also nasal, yeah, but I think the tongue is in a different place, yeah.
Right. But in this case, let's move on to the next brand, which is Levi's.
This one is funny, you know, we say Levi's in Brazil. Levi's. Yeah, basically, we say it as we read it, yeah? Yeah, we have the vowel E, le, right? If you learn the alphabet in Portuguese, it's A, E, I, O, U, right? So that's Le, right? And E, yeah, the I for us is E, so Levi's. We just say it as we read it. But can I say, why is it Levi's? Why is there an apostrophe S in the brand name?
Oh, because his name is Levi.
There you go. Yeah.
The designer. Am I right?
Yeah, Strauss. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, back when I was teaching schools, yeah, I would explain that brand to my students like that. Oh, we call it Levi's because the designer, the guy who created the pants, right? His name was Levi, right? So apostrophe S because, you know, it's his pants or his jeans, right? Levi's. It's Levi's jeans, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So exactly. You're wearing a signature part of his brand. You know, so yeah.
But you know, like I say, next time you come to Brazil, if you walk into a store at the mall, you say Levi's, okay?
Okay, definitely.
Yeah. If Levi's, you say Levi's,
Ray-Ban,
Ray-Ban, Levi's, yeah. And then people will get you for sure.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
If you walk into this, oh yeah, I want some Levi pants, like, huh?
I think you need to go somewhere else. We don't have those.
Yeah, yeah. I think nowadays, you know, I think the cool thing about Brazil, I think, is that more and more Brazilians nowadays are learning English more than in the past. And also nowadays, maybe it's actually easier for you to find younger people who already know this stuff, right? But overall, yeah, you know, it's still not the case, right? So, yeah, Levi's, you're safe if you go with Levi's here in Brazil. Yeah.
Okay. So the seventh brand we're going to look at is Reebok. I'm so curious to know how you're going to pronounce this one.
Hibuki.
Hibuki.
Hibuki. Hibuki.
He. Oh, Hibuki.
Yeah, he at the beginning.
He. Like hair? He?
Similar, Hibuki. Yeah. Yeah, Hibuki. Yeah. At least that's the way I used to say when I was a kid. Yeah. Hibuki, right? But yeah, Reebok, that's the brand, yeah, in English.
Totally different.
Yeah, Reebok, Hibuki. Yeah, and you see, there is that extra E at the end again, yeah? Hibuki, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. This is very interesting because sometimes there's an E sound and sometimes there's not. So I think that would be another challenge if learning Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, where to add the final E sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess it's easier to memorize. We usually tend to do that with English words, for example. With English words that are used in Brazil, yeah, we tend to do this, yeah? Like Facebook, for example, yeah? It's an English word, it's an English brand, let's say, right? But we use it in Brazil, yeah? So we kind of adapt, yeah, to our language, yeah?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think that's a good, it's a good tip for anyone learning Portuguese, like myself. I think if it's an English brand and you're going to pronounce it, maybe, most likely, it might have a E sound at the end of it.
Exactly.
Okay. So I think this is a good moment for us to move on over to the shout out. So today we have a very special shout out for one of our app users, Antonio, who says, it has been really an amazing experience having this app for my English learning journey. I use it every day since I came across it, and I have to say that it is so practical, instructive, and a motivating way to learn. I'm honestly impressed by your talent, guys. Keep up your excellent work. Regards from Venezuela. Thank you so much, Antonio, for that really, really awesome review. And to you guys listening out there, if you want to shout us out, just head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. This will also help other people have fun and learn with us. Also, make sure you download our app. You can listen to the podcast with interactive transcripts and speak English with people from around the world at the touch of a button. The app has got an average rating of 4.9 stars on the Apple Store and thousands of new learners joining every single week. So download it right now. Just head over to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and search for Real Life English. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. So let's continue here with our brand conversation. First, we discuss some clothing brands here. Yeah. So now let's jump into some electronics, right? And the difference between Brazilian Portuguese and English, right? And their pronunciation. So what is the first brand we have here, Cassie?
The first brand is Samsung.
We say Samsung.
Again, one more time, please.
Samsung.
Samsung.
There you go. Remember the E at the end, right? Samsung. Yeah. And in English, wow, it's Samsung, right? Samsung.
So there's one pronunciation difference, definitely, two, that is immediately clear, or maybe even three. There's a lot of things here in this one word that I'm noticing. So the first that stood out is the G. Sung. So you are pronouncing the N-G sound, the Sung Gi. But it sounds deeper than Sung. Sung is sort of like a short, like, but it sounds like you're going Sungi. Like, it's deeper. I'm sorry.
Samsungi. Yeah. Sungi.
And then there's like the dreaded M sound for many of my Brazilian students who struggle sometimes to pronounce the M sound because it is so different in Portuguese, right?
Yeah. So in English, we would say Sam, right? The lips have to touch. Sam. But in English, in Portuguese, excuse me, we don't do that. We say sung.
Okay. So the next one we have here is the brand Pioneer.
You know, I have to remember that one. I think we say Pioneer here in Brazil. You know? Okay. I think so, yeah. Pioneer.
Yeah.
I don't remember somebody saying Pioneer. Pioneer. I think we say Pioneer for this one, I think.
Is this because certain brand names are just accept it like as is, like the name Pioneer? Or is it because this is actually, this word is quite phonetic, Pioneer?
Yeah, it's not so phonetic, I would say, because if I go with the phonetic here, the way I see it, I would say P, not Pi. Now that I'm thinking, maybe I might have heard somebody here in Brazil saying Pioneer. Maybe the Pi, we get it right, but we stress differently. Pioneer, Pioneer.
Interesting. So the third one on this list is Hewlett-Packard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about this one is that the reduced version is more popular, yeah, HP, right? The HP computers, for example. But what many of my Brazilian students don't know is that HP is actually from the names, right? The people's names who created the brand, yeah? So the first name is Hewlett, right? And I think it was William Hewlett, right? And David Packard, yeah? The guys who created the company. So, you know, that's it, you know? So HP, Hewlett and Packard, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Exactly. You're so right. It's just HP. Just go for HP. Everyone will know exactly what you're talking about.
By the way, Cass, I have a test for you, yeah? So HP, these are two very simple letters, yeah? How do you say these letters in Portuguese? HP.
HP.
Yeah. Yeah. HP. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I passed my first test.
Good
my
job.
First Portuguese test.
And that's how we say it in Brazil. Yeah. The brand. Yeah. We say HP. HP. Yeah.
I love that. I love it. It's nothing like HP.
It's so different, isn't it? It's true.
It's totally different. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's go to the fourth one. So this one, it might be confusing to someone who's never heard it. I mean, because it looks quite different to what it sounds like. But this one is Xerox.
No, Cassie, we say Xerox. Come on, Xerox.
Xerox.
So the X for us is this sh sound, eh? Xerox, right? But in English, it sounds like a Z, right? Xerox, right?
I think it's sort of a rule when it's at the beginning of the word. There are a couple of words that start with an X but have a Z sound, like xylophone. But I, to be honest, if you had to ask me how many, I have no idea. I know this because I was teaching my son because he was learning the letter X, and he was going, he says box. He says the sound correctly, but when he says xylophone, he wants to go tss, 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 and it's incorrect. It's not a tss, it's a z sound in certain words.
Because it's at the beginning, right, of the word. And, you know, that actually reminds me of something funny because, you know, I think Brazilians are very creative in adapting stuff, you know, because we have the sandwich cheeseburger, right? We have cheeseburger, yeah? So, the word is cheese, right? Cheese burger. But in Brazil, what we did was we adapted the sound, yeah? Because the letter X for us sounds cheese. We say cheese, the letter X, excuse me, yeah? So if you go to diners here in Brazil or, you know, bars, probably you're going to see not cheeseburger, but cheese, like the X, the letter X dash burger.
Interesting. Wow.
Because, you know, we say cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. It's not cheese.
Cheeseburger.
But cheeseburger.
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 So the fifth one on this list is the brand Philips.
Mm-hmm. This one is similar. The vowel is different for us. We say Philips. Philips. Or Philips. Not Philips. That's the difference here.
Philips. Philips.
Yeah, and that's why for Brazilians, sometimes words in English that have the letter I, they are hard because, you know, we tend to say, for example, we want to say big, biggie, or big, but it's big, big, right? Or deed, no, it's not deed, it's dead. Or number six, no, it's number six, right? Because for us, the I has this E sound, yeah?
Okay, so let's go to number six. So this one is Motorola.
Nice, yeah. We say Motorola. The cool thing about this word, this brand, is that I think in English, the O has the same sound, right? We say motor or Motorola, right? O-O-O, we say, right? In English, Motorola, right? But in Portuguese, the O's, they have different sounds. The two first O's for us, they are closed, but the third one is open.
I feel like there's less tongue movement in the Portuguese version of that name.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Motorola. Yeah.
Motorola.
Yeah.
Motorola.
That's it.
Rola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the seventh one is Electrolux. I know I mentioned this one earlier, but this, I'm very curious to know how you'll pronounce this one.
I think the main difference here is the schwa sound. Yeah, because in English, we say lux at the end, right? The U has a schwa sound. Electrolux, right? In Portuguese, we pronounce the U as a U, yeah? So, Electrolux, Lucas, right?
Electrolux.
There you go. That's it. Electrolux. And I think we don't pronounce the C either. We say electro, not electro.
Electrolux.
There you go. Yeah.
See, guys, it's amazing. You can learn Portuguese and English at the same time on this podcast. It's amazing. There you go.
It's a global podcast.
Yeah, I love this episode because I feel like I was on a learning journey along with the listeners today. So I hope you guys enjoyed it because this was really useful for me. And I hope it was for you guys as well.
Yeah, guys, that was a fun episode. You know, hopefully you had fun with us here. Yeah. And don't forget to download the Real Life English app. Also follow our YouTube channels, Learn English with TV Series and Real Life English. Don't forget also to follow us on Instagram at reallife.english. And finally, subscribe to our newsletter. Every Friday, you get a special email with more tips and tricks to improve your English.
So guys, if you enjoyed today's episode, stay tuned for the next one. We're looking forward to seeing you then. One, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.